Welcome to Midday Prayer for Saturday, March 25th, 2023, the 28th day of Lent. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. Disastrous storms strike Egypt. To escape from your hand is impossible, for the ungodly, refusing to know you, were flogged by the strength of your arm, pursued by unusual rains and hail and relentless storms, and utterly consumed by fire. For, most incredible of all, in water, which quenches all things, the fire had still greater effect, for the universe defends the righteous. At one time the flame was restrained, so that it might not consume the creatures sent against the ungodly, but that, seeing this, they might know that they were being pursued by the judgment of God, and at another time, even in the midst of water, it burned more intensely than fire, to destroy the crops of the unrighteous land. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Concerning the prophets. My heart is crushed within me. All my bones shake. I have become like a drunkard, like one overcome by wine, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse the land mourns, and the pastures of the wilderness are dried up. Their course has been evil, and their might is not right. Both prophet and priest are ungodly. Even in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore their way shall be to them like slippery paths in the darkness, into which they shall be driven and fall. For I will bring disaster upon them in the year of their punishment, says the Lord. In the prophets of Samaria I saw a disgusting thing. They prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray. But in the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a more shocking thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one turns from wickedness. All of them have become like Sodom to me, and its inhabitants like Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, I am going to make them eat wormwood, and give them poisoned water to drink. For from the prophets of Jerusalem ungodliness has spread throughout the land. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Second Helvetic Confession, Chapter 3, of God, His Unity, and Trinity. God is one. We believe and teach that God is one in essence or nature, subsisting in himself, all-sufficient in himself, invisible, incorporeal, immense, eternal, creator of all things, both visible and invisible, the greatest good, living, quickening and preserving all things, omnipotent and supremely wise, kind and merciful, just and true. Truly, we detest many gods, because it is expressly written, The Lord your God is one Lord. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. I am the Lord, and there is no other God besides me. Am I not the Lord, and there is no other God beside me? A righteous God and a Savior, there is none besides me. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God is three. Notwithstanding, we believe and teach that the same immense, one, and indivisible God is in person, inseparably, and without confusion, distinguished as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, as the Father has begotten the Son from eternity, the Son is begotten by an ineffable generation, and the Holy Spirit truly proceeds from them both, and the same from eternity, and is to be worshipped with both. A prayer based on a prayer of Patrick of Ireland, circa 389 to 461. Lord, be with us this day, within us to purify us, above us to draw us up, beneath us to sustain us, before us to lead us, behind us to restrain us, around us to protect us. Amen. A prayer for nature. We give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation, to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen. God of compassion, we praise you that you look upon our frail lives with love and understanding, and that you desire for us all new life in Jesus Christ. We are overwhelmed by your love, which goes to the cross for us, endures the grave, and leads us to new life. By your Spirit, strengthen our souls to be brave and bold in Christ's service. Take the offering of our lives and use us for your purposes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.